Hi everyone, and welcome back to our podcast, episode 4 of season 3, Sticky Subjects by Tampa Technologies. So again, you've got me, Harry.
And me, Beth.
And today is all about cash in transit. So a bit of a random one, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's very specific. It's quite niche. Used to be CVIT, used to be cash and valuables in transit.
Yes, yeah.
So that sort of gave it a bit more excitement, but it seems to be just CIT now.
Yeah, same solution, different application.
Absolutely.
So, well, it's surprising because when COVID hit and sort of as the world develops, we had a lot of conversation with a third of our business being making security bag tape, had a lot of conversation around the fact, would that dip? Would we see any change in business? Would it flow somewhere else? And we'd sort of decided that it would dip.
We made a lot of decisions on the fact that we would be losing the cash bag business because there's no way that would come back.
Yeah, of course, like your duty-free bags would decrease because there's not as much flying. The cash would decrease because people don't want to touch dirty things. And that
everything went digital, didn't it? And we were all spending, I mean, everything went on my phone.
Everything.
Up till COVID,
yeah.
I used to have money in my purse.
Yeah.
And now I don't even take my purse out.
I just have a coin, like some coins for parking.
Yes.
And that's it.
Yeah, and there's apps for that now. Mm, I ring Henry for that.
Yeah. That's funny. So, tech support.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, actually, that didn't happen. It did. It stayed steady, and then we've seen some growth in this market.
The industry's growing.
Yeah, yeah. So we were just Googling it, and basically the cash in transit services market is projected to grow by 8.3% from 2023 to 2030, which
that's
is
a lot.
It is a lot, and it's quite surprising,
yes,
really. But that's good.
We're very pleased.
We'll take this.
Very pleased.
So, hopefully, as you guys who are regular listeners to our podcast know, that we're working through the website. We've got the website industries and we're working through A to Z, basically. Yeah. And then we're covering our recommended solutions within those industry brackets.
Yeah, because we've nominated specific product answers, haven't we?
Yeah, yeah.
One of the things I'll just say at the beginning of this section as well is obviously security bags is a huge, huge piece of this business.
Yeah.
But in the new world, we've also got the reusable pouches.
Yes, yeah.
So we've got the sustainable option and we've got the paper labels.
Yeah.
So it isn't all about
It's plastic. Not all about single use and it's not all about plastic. And probably those two things would have been associated with cash movement before.
I think so.
I mean, it's quite interesting. So the latest statistic that's available on this is from 2020, which isn't really that far away, but it's probably increased.
Feels like a long way in 2024.
Yeah, yeah. was that there was 1,200 cash in transit heists worldwide. So you can just imagine the amount of money that adds up to.
Makes such good movies, though.
Yeah. This is my favourite kind.
A good heist.
I love a good heist movie.
Now You See Me, Now You Don't?
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. I can't remember what I watched the other day, but it was something similar. In the US alone, attackers stole the contents of armed security vehicles, including money from ATMs, bank deposits, and valuable items, totaling well over $40 million in a year. So,
and you see those guys just literally walking down the street, don't you? I mean, why that job is amazing, really.
Yeah, it was very high risk, isn't it?
Because they're just walking along your normal pavements.
Yeah, and really the job for us is to deter that, to
absolutely
help deter that, and then also make it recognisable if anything has happened. Because, of course, a lot of this sort of heist and, like, cash swapping is a case of swapping. It's not a case of just taking and running,
because
that would be like too obvious. So for us, it's all about how can we make it clear that this is the unique product, this is the real cash.
Has
this
it been
is the amount that, this is the amount that sort of we expect it to be, and make it very clear that okay, if there's a difference, we need to assess.
And it's usable currency.
Yeah. Well, someone gave me some cash back the other day, and I was like, how do I know if that's...
Yes, because you haven't got your black light, have you?
That's surprising. I'll add that in with my pound coin. I'll put it together. Funny.
Well, luckily, we do have some.
Yeah, a lot. We have a lot. So, basically, it's a critical industry. It's a critical... Yeah. The tamper evidence within this industry is playing a critical role.
Yeah.
And again, you've got the complementary solutions between the pull-tight seals and then the security labels, security tape. So we've even gone to the point of having a unique custom hologram integrated within a security tape that goes when the cash is sort of in the bank and it's going on the boxes that then it's a plastic box or and then into a wooden crate into a locked room.
Yeah.
And we're... It's the highest level security tape we've actually ever made.
Cool.
For banks, for cash protection. So it just shows, I mean, obviously it's high value, isn't
it? Yes.
So,
and also it's pretty.
Yeah, and it's very pretty. I think that's the only reason to have a hologram. If you're not going to make it unique, yes, it just because it's shiny.
Yeah, they take so long to grow, though, don't they? The hologram business is such a steady one.
Yeah, it is.
It hasn't. No technology appears to have speeded that process up at all.
No, I think when we've got UV security cuts, special inks, thermochromics, there's a lot more.
I think you can use a wallpaper hologram quite cleverly integrated into a tamper-evident product, but a hologram itself is not tamper-evident.
No, and actually just hides the tamper evidence most of the time. So that's why we print a hologram in a logo pattern or in a specific design rather than a flood all over, because you just then can't see the tamper evidence in the label.
Yeah.
Not
technically, it's not great.
No.
Pretty.
Very pretty. So we'll work through the applications. The first one is the ATM cassette boxes.
Yes.
So I think this is the part of the cash in transit business that most people know.
Yes. And if you don't, which I didn't when we started this, it is the bit that goes inside the cash machine.
Yeah. So basically, these are generally it's a grey box, and they're used all around the world. It's sort of this big, and they open in different ways.
You can see them on our website.
Yes, go and have a look. There's some pictures. We've got a few of them in the office that we've obviously used for photos and videos, and the surface has been quite difficult for us, the cash box surface.
Well, it's different, is it, in different sections, and they're manufactured differently, so you end up with different sections with flat areas that you put a label on.
Yeah.
But we tend to use non-residue mostly on these, don't we?
Yeah, actually 100% now.
Oh, really?
People have moved. So sometimes people liked the permanent hybrid, so they could have the residue and then rub it off. But now, because the people that are actually moving the cassettes don't want to clean.
No.
So a big part is, okay, it can leave absolutely no residue because we don't want any mess. And of course, if there's a bit of residue, then the next time it all starts to build up.
Basically. Absolutely.
And there's no time or desire to clean it.
No.
So we take that.
They've got big gloves on, haven't they?
Yeah, it's not
really
practical.
Not really their thing.
So different people use them in different ways. When you slide a cassette in, you'll be left with like the end sticking out.
Yes.
So some people are securing over the end. So then we have a label in it. As it cups over the end of the cassette, you've got a barcode and number for scanning.
Okay.
And then, of course, the tamper evidence over the join. So if it's opened, it will show tampering or open.
Yeah.
Other people like to add to that and have them on the sides as well. So just in case people like to pick at them and try different ways of entering the boxes, then you're protected from all angles.
Yeah.
But I mean, as soon as there's movement on the label, it will trigger and show that someone's trying to do something.
I did think your description the other day was very good. It's like toast. it cannot be turned back into bread.
Yeah.
And I think with a non-residue label, there's a confusion that, yes, there's nothing on the surface when it's gone, but you cannot put that label back.
Yeah.
So if you're trained and expecting to see that label and that label isn't there, that in itself
100%
lets you know there's a problem.
And that is really key. And I remember when I sort of first started at Tampertech, I was like, non-residue, I'm not really quite sure on the point.
Yes.
And it's like, well, the point is it should be there. It should be there.
Yes.
So if it's
full
not,
stop. Yeah, full, it should
full,
be there.
Full stop. Yeah. So if it's not there, you've got a problem. And if it is there and you can see the security message, you've also got a problem.
Yes.
And that's all you need.
Yes.
To be honest. So
there's three states: okay, not okay, and what's happened.
And what's happened? So yeah, for the cash in transit boxes, we have two different materials. We've got our non-residue X22 product code, which has been sort of adapted and upgraded to make sure that it works on a huge range of plastics.
Yeah, because the plasticizers are so repellent to glue.
And then we've also got the FU product code, which is a thinner film. It's a lot more sensitive and it's designed to break more. So you wouldn't really need security cuts, and if you pull it, it will break. So some people like the sort of non-residue matte film, looks really nice, you know, really smooth.
Everything feels nice, doesn't it?
Feels nice. It feels expensive. And of course, that gives you a good feeling about security and protection.
Quality.
That's like a big part of the mental feeling. And so then we just put a security cut in the middle. We've got a few different designs depending on preference, where we want it to break, how we want it to break, sensitivity of the break. And then the other option is, okay, the FU code, we don't need a security cut in it. So when you pull it, it will tear. But some people don't like that. So again, choices, preferences.
It's super sticky though, isn't it, the FU?
It's very, very sticky. Mm. Yeah, it's very, very sensitive as well.
Yeah.
So it really depends.
It will void very easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, on the website there's some great pictures that really bring this to life, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So I think that's the best.
As
way.
I said, it's a very niche market. You're either in it or you're not in it.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think for those that are in it, these are interesting applications of products that already work.
Yeah.
Across the board that you may not have thought of. And if you're not in it, it's interesting. Because
yeah.
I didn't know about this one until we got really up to our necks in it, as it were.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, basically, I think cassettes, always a non-residue label, always a number and barcode, with or without security cuts. Fantastic, fantastic business,
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good.
And growing.
Yeah, and controversially growing. So then we sort of go into the more unknown part of Tampa Tech, which is our security bag tape.
Oh, your favourite zone.
My favourite, yeah. So it's interesting because we don't manufacture security bags. We have bag manufacturing partners, but we manufacture the security bag tape and we do offer security bags. So for cash, obviously, security bags is probably something that more people have seen,
yes.
I would say, because
you all see the cash bags, yes.
Yeah. So it's kind of like when you go through duty free, you get your alcohol, it's sealed. It's the same, but you've got cash in there.
Or on CSI with the evidence bags.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So basically, for cash security, we're looking at a 45mm wide tape, nice and strong. So it's all about strength with the weight.
Yeah.
So generally, it's coins. So the paper cash will go in the cassettes and sort of be moved more in that mode,
yeah.
rather than coins are going in the plastic security bags.
Yeah.
So this is all about strength. So we've got a 45mm deep tape, same bag tape as ever, really. I mean, it's highly secure. You've got instant tack, you've got heat tampering, you've got UV notification, you've got security cuts. So generally, we always level up. We wouldn't just give like a level 2 bag tape for cash security. To be honest, I very rarely even do a level 2 security bag tape because you may as well add in the bonus layers of security and have a superior product. Like that,
yes, when our default setting.
You do it, yeah, yeah. If you're gonna have
the
something secure,
better.
May as well secure it properly.
Yeah.
Like that's the job. May as well do it the best we possibly can.
Yeah.
So yeah, in terms of security bags, it links in with any other use. So you've got duty free in agriculture. The other week we were speaking about grain sampling.
Yeah,
it's the same solution, it's just applied in a slightly different way.
Yeah.
So again, all these recommended products that we've got on the website, it's still to be tailored and customized. This
Absolutely.
Is just like give you a quick thoughts and
yeah.
and help that journey. So some people will go, no, I don't want 45mm, I want 50mm. I'm going to go even further.
Yeah.
Whatever, great. You know, it just depends on how much weight, your application, the strength of the bag.
And our bag tape is all done to work within the existing bag manufacturer's locations.
Yeah.
So we
yeah.
work, as you say, they're partners because
yeah.
we work very closely with them because we're part of their manufacturing process.
Yeah, so with the bag tape and how good your security bag is, it's all about, one, you need a superior tape, and two, you need a superior bag, and you need the relationship then between the two to be the best it can be.
Yeah.
And there is no room for error in this world. So if you've got tape that isn't sticking, if it's coming off, pre-voiding anything, you're done.
Yeah.
Like, your reputation is tarnished.
Yeah.
And because, you know, if we're putting, say, 2,000 meters of bag tape on a roll, and then that's going on a bag that's taking this much tape, it's quite a lot of bags that are going to be affected if there's even one small issue.
Yeah.
So you've got to make sure you're absolutely on it. And it's all about trust.
And understanding how the processes work.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's that element of, this is what we make, this is what you make, this is how we make it together.
Yeah.
So we do have a lot of knowledge about this. And if there's anything that you have questions about it,
yeah.
then our guru is Harriet.
So, yeah, basically the relationship between the tape and the bag is absolutely important. And if you go on the website, when you go onto Cash in Transit and have a look, you'll see pictures of the security bag tape on the bag. We attack it with heat, we attack it with cold, we show the UV, we show the void, we show the security cuts. So it will bring it to life a lot.
And it will show all the layers that are in there.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a really fantastic solution, to be honest. It's a lot tighter than what you would sort of expect from a normal permanent product. Or
yeah.
It's strong and it's
secure. It literally secures the bag.
Yeah.
It isn't
yeah.
just sealing it.
Yeah. So I think that's sort of everything on
yeah.
this security, the coin
yeah,
bags.
Yeah, I think if there's any questions on that, because obviously it's quite a secure and discreet business.
Yeah.
Then I think it is worth just getting in touch with Harriet directly.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, we've got, of course, we've got samples, we've got different layers, we can customise. So we're again, with security bag tape, we're customizing the security message. So generally, bag tape and the messaging can become more generic. And of course, we at Tampatech don't want anyone to have a generic solution. You know, we want authentic, proper, unique security. And that comes down from the void message all the way up through the layers.
Yeah.
And that's what we're good at. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
So next thing is reusable pouches. So this is a bit more of a new world.
I think this is quite exciting, I have to say, because I did think this market was... And with the use of these new pouches, which are super, they're so robust, the reusing of them is great. But if you've got a reusable pouch and then you're trying to make it into, we'll just put a plastic seal through it, you're sort of negating where you're coming from.
Well, it's also difficult because the pouches are generally made from like a Tyvek or a very, very strong material. And then you can put a Portite seal through or something like that, which is great. There's pros and cons. And sometimes it's about time. Sometimes it's about, I need to scan it. I need to link it. I need to do this, that, and the other. So it depends on the full process as usual. But the thing with pouches is we were like, okay, well, if you're going down that route, you do want to sort of be ticking sustainability eco boxes.
Yes.
And so why don't we integrate our paper into that? And it was like, okay, we've got paper hybrid labels and paper non-residue labels. So you probably don't want a permanent label on your reusable bag.
No, probably not.
But where you do want demonstration of tampering, you can have a hybrid label which is shown in the pictures on the website, which leaves the void message on the bag, but you can rub it off easily.
I mean, literally it's one thumb.
So then you can reuse it, and tampering and opening has been obvious, and of course the label has no stick left. Now the other solution is to use the non-residue paper labels, and then you've going to have no dirt message left on the bag, on the pouch, I should call it. But of course, you can't reapply it, and it shows the void message in the label itself. So you've straight away got two different solutions.
And we are at the moment, they are being used, to our knowledge, across the zip, aren't they?
Yeah. So basically, instead of putting the plastic clip in the Ziploc bit, you just put it over the zip to stop the zip being pulled.
Yeah.
And then if the zip is pulled, the label would tear.
Totally.
Or come off, void, show tampering.
Get in the teeth, at least.
Yeah, yeah. So, I think it's very clever, and it means that you're not introducing single-use plastic at the last minute.
Yeah.
So...
And again, they can say anything, which I think is really useful.
Yeah.
Because you're not all transporting the same things.
Yeah.
So you could, as we've said in the past, have different colours, you can have different messages, you can have different things written on the top, you can have your QR codes, you can have your barcodes, you can have whatever you want. So you're still getting that traceability that you get from the pull tights.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. And I think it's the same, like it could be a cash pouch or it could be a diplomatic pouch. It could be, it could have food in it. It could have anything, to be
honest.
And these reusable packaging types are obviously becoming more and more popular.
Yeah.
And we sort of started with tote boxes, and now you've come into the bags and then the delivery bags. And
I mean, particularly... As I said, in the old days, it used to be cash and valuables in transit.
Yeah.
So it's things that are valuable to you,
whether
that's, you know, gold and jewellery or whether it's papers. It doesn't matter. If it's valuable to you, it needs securing.
Yeah. And these are really good solutions.
Yeah.
And I think it's a really good way for packaging to go, to be honest.
Absolutely.
So people need to use it right. It takes more management, whereas sort of...
Yeah.
A box or a pallet, everyone already knows what to do. There's no education.
Yeah.
So in that sense,
because
it's
a niche market, I think we're sort of in already, people are aware that they need to be ahead of the curve.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, the naughty people understand so much of the process that you've got to introduce new things that stop them.
Yeah.
Just that moment of delay.
Yeah. I mean, my approach here, if I was using them, would be to use a pull tight seal with a barcode and add that authenticity, and then add a label, because then if they do get into that, then they're going to be very surprised by what happens next.
Yes.
So, because the pull tight seals can be copied more readily.
Yeah.
Whereas if you've got a label with a custom security message, the hidden UV, the thermochromic ink, the layers, it's not going to be copied.
No.
And I think hopefully that's a point that we're really getting across, like through each episode of the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it is about layered security, and it is about working with partnered solutions and offering a full package.
Yeah.
And it then is a case
integrating
of
integrating into processes. Yeah.
Yeah. And then understanding the value of a label and understanding how secure it can be.
Yeah.
Because it is really surprising, to be honest.
What it brings to the party.
Yeah. Yeah. So Then we move into the vehicles. So we've got our cassettes, we're moving cash around, we're topping up the cash
ATMs,
points,
yeah.
And that all goes in vans. And so we need to secure the vans. So actually, this is probably the best place to start with the whole journey,
yes,
to be honest, because although it's like the last point of application, it's a really crucial point. It's more to protect the drivers of the vans than anything else.
Yeah.
So the labels, again, non-residue solutions, different shapes and sizes. On the website, we've got some fantastic pictures to really bring it to life.
Yeah.
You pull it, it doesn't leave a mess all over the van, but... It
can leave a clean mark, though, on some of these vans, that shows.
Some of the vans are clean. Yeah. And again, you've got barcodes, numbering, logos, a message.
I still get excited when I see them when I'm driving up the motorway. Yeah. And you see a van with a label.
We had one in the Sainsbury's fuel station the other week.
Did
actually.
You?
Yeah, it was really good. So they can go over the back doors, is of course the most popular, but we always recommend if you've got a side door and a back door to do both. And you could have, per each time the van gets sealed, you can have the same number on two labels, so one for the side door and one for the back door.
Yeah.
And then you know that, okay, this batch of sealing is this number, next time it's this number. Or you can go, okay, the first two, it's like one A with a suffix and then 1B,
yeah,
and then click up and click up. So again, we can add security through specialist numbering, prefixes, yeah, suffixes, etc.
There will be a process that is already in situ.
Absolutely.
So it's just a case of sharing that and we'll fit in.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, these are on outside, and I mean, obviously in the UK, we've got all sorts of weather conditions, but it's not just us, funnily enough. Everyone has these weather conditions. And although most people here, we all think that it's just us that have rain,
although
I think.
Although apparently we've got Storm England coming through at the moment
that's
from
nice.
Sweden.
That's,
so
that's
they've
good.
Named one after us as it's coming towards us.
I like that. So yeah, basically these labels are weatherproof, they're fine with the sun, the rain, etc. We do need them to be applied to a dry surface. All it takes is a bit of a rub, you know, with your hand, or a cloth would be preferable, but you know, we're over picky.
High-vis jacket.
Yeah, just so it's dry. Now, if it is going to be on the van for a long time, like let's say we're securing the side door and we never need to open it, or rarely, then you could have over-laminate on the label. So that's basically a protective layer that's going to lock in all your print, lock in your barcode, and make sure that if anything was rubbing against the label, or if harsh, extreme conditions, like if it was going on a container or something quite extreme like that, then it's all absolutely protected.
Yeah.
So these solutions, you would choose plastic. I mean, to be honest, the labels are so light, like the amount of plastic used. They look a lot because of the amount of glue that we put on to make sure that you've got the most superior
paint.
Solution.
I think the trouble is that car manufacturers all use very, very different paints.
Yes.
It's their thing, which is great for
same
them.
Same as aeroplanes.
But it
throws you off.
Quite difficult for us to make a one shape fits all.
So, weatherproof in terms of over laminate is what it's called, and that's how we're adding that protection. And of course, you've got all these layers, so we're still going to add thermochromics, UV inks, numbering, QR codes, barcodes, holograms if you want. It's really a case of levelling up the solution. So again, we keep talking about it, but what we're going to do is secure the item. So secure the van, secure the cassette, secure the coin bag, and then we're going to level up. So what can we do to make it authentic security? So we can't be able to buy these products online. We can't be able to buy them from anyone else. We need to make sure that the customer buys them from you, and then we are giving you the best possible, most authentic, unique solution on
Absolutely.
The market. And that's the job we do best, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as I say, we fit in with existing processes, specifically in this sort of industry, which is so highly regulated and so well monitored. I mean, track and trace has gone into everybody else's industry, but this is where it came from. So, you know, we are right at the font of the start of all of that.
Yeah, 100%. And this starts from banks all the way through and then starts from businesses back. So there is, obviously, there's a lot of cash movement both ways.
And you have it from the small corner shop.
Yeah.
Who've just got cash because people have been buying their papers,
all
the way up to the major department stores.
Yeah.
And I mean, there is an issue with how that gets transported about the place, and it's done in different ways and different styles all the way through. So we fit in with all of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just a case of, as you say, if you're looking at starting into this sector, I would, as you suggest, start with the vehicles, because from delivery drivers to collection drivers to all of those people, they are easy companies to find.
100%. And okay, it's a case of okay, we need to secure them, they've got a problem, that we need to make everyone feel safe, support the business, but also it's a case of legislation and regulation.
Yeah.
So of course this whole world of cash movement, governments, banks, is very, very highly regulated and very tightly regulated.
And they will already know what you're talking about when you go in. All you're going to suggest is a change from a normal label or a normal security seal to a tamper evident one.
It's an upgrade, literally. So yeah, there's a lot of education already there, which is absolutely amazing. It's a complete luxury.
Yes.
And although it is really fun to educate because it's nice to share, okay, we're going to stop shrinkage, we're going to stop
people
theft.
Love
it's
that.
Really good.
Peel and reveal. It's like, wow, here's a message.
But here, they probably know that. But it's a case of how do we do it better and faster?
Yeah.
And get better results. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're really talking about in this industry, I think, isn't it? Yeah. So I think that sort of concludes our cash in transit industry.
Okay.
So I think just to sort of recover, so we've got ATM cassettes, we've got the coin bags, we've got reusable bags for cash and coins, jewellery, any valuables, and then we've got the security vehicle labels as well.
Yeah.
And of course, this is all, once you've got the knowledge, got a bit of confidence, the vehicles, it's like, okay, let's transfer that to containers, let's transfer it to lorries. It doesn't just need to be in the cash movement business. We're all on the roads, you know. It could be the rent a car companies to make sure they're clean inside or no one's been in and done anything they shouldn't have done.
Very popular during COVID, the just sanitized for those cars. And some hire car companies still use those, which I think is nice.
I think it's really great because, again, it's consumer peace of mind.
But also, if you've cleaned that car, you'd have to clean that car again because you know that car's been cleaned. So that saves your job.
Well, it's perfect because as a consumer, you're like, okay, great, I feel safe and looked after. And as a business, you're going, well, it's great because I've not had to clean it three times.
Yes.
So it saves a job.
Absolutely.
And okay, like we already talked about quite a lot, is we're securing it, yes, but what else are we doing? And it's like when we talk about airlines, well, we're making it quicker, we're making it easier, we're sorting out the supply lines. And it's the same with this. We're making it quicker and easier and we're adding security.
Yeah.
And it's a big job.
What we've done as well is on the website, we've added what we call an ebook. It's basically a very short story, but one of them is a fictional case study based on facts, but obviously all names changed because it's a security business. So if you're interested as well, there's stories that you can use to help build your sales story.
Yeah, and I think what we want to do is really bring this to life, and it's really important to share those testimonials and share the experiences because it really drives confidence.
Well, it's user experience.
Yeah.
And people have used it and it worked for them.
Yeah.
So you can have those stories and move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and that's why we're doing the podcast. That's why we're sharing so much online, because it's a case of just building confidence.
Yeah.
We are the experts and you know that. So let's share that message and let's get that out to more people so we can reduce shrinkage, stop counterfeit and theft. And that's the job.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Perfect. So thanks, guys. And we will see you shortly for the next episode.
Cheers.